Hurricane Lane's effects linger, and officials work to get a handle on the damage left behind roads and highways. We talked to Mayor Harry Kim this morning about what his team has learned so far.
You know, I met with some of the federal people and individuals who's doing the damage assessment, and naturally our fingers are crossed in regards to meeting the federal requirements for presidential, because as you know, may know that if without presidential assistance to local governments and individuals are almost non-existent. And this is why it's so very important. But as far as this morning, I think we may be closer to 70% to 80% finished or well on the way. My time frame for them, although we only started on Sunday, you know, I wanted it to be finished by today so we can present it to the governor and the FEMA people. And it's going well. So we won't be totally, you know, finished, but we won't have enough information to present. There's always understandable confusion on FEMA's role. When a major disaster, and this is a new role for FEMA, by new I mean within the past 5-10 years at the very most, because of the inability for local units of government to stockpile certain things. Where FEMA has changed in the past decade is that because most communities, when an impending disaster, whether it be a major flood or hurricane or tsunami, something like that, they have stockpiled certain amount of things throughout the country, and they'll bring in certain things like water and, you know, blankets and cots and stuff like that for distribution. But remember, that's only for emergency response. That what we I just got to talking about is post-impact for, you know, restoration or repair or something like that, which is two different missions.
And how soon, I guess, could residents and businesses start filing claims?
The filing claims is down the road, because there's two sectors. One, the easier sector is to show the federal government, FEMA, that we have enough public property damage. That's your roads, your bridges, and anything of the infrastructures. To qualify for that is easier to prove and easier to, you know, just do a survey of, because Public Works, you know, have done their job in regards to roads and bridges and those things. The separate category is what they call a private sector. You may have heard it referred to as individual assistance. That's the harder one. There's thresholds that must be met, you know, check if they had insurance and type of damage, et cetera, et cetera. And for that, for us to qualify is a much harder role. We just got through qualifying for individual assistance, which comes into loans and grants and different things for the eruption. And for this one here, I will say openly now, on this kind of disaster we had, the amount of disaster, it's a threshold thing whether we will have enough. So I can't even answer your question. The only question I'm pursuing now is, do we or do we not qualify for federal individual assistance programs?
And I know, watching the pictures of the waters in the Wailuku River hitting that one bridge, I just was really concerned that all that force was going to really undermine that structure.
Yeah, and that's the kind of things what we call public assistance, and you need engineers to, as soon as the hazard allows, to go underneath and check all of the for structural integrity problems, and that takes a little more time because you have to wait for a water to settle, and you do need engineers to go down and take a look at those things.
Have you had a chance to go look at what's happening on Reed's Island at all?
Yeah, the night of and the day after, and just the day before yesterday.
So how are things looking over there?
You know, the first thing that we all ask ourselves, the question, well, where did this water come from? I'll jump to another spot, the same source. And when we had to go and rescue, not we, Fire Department, National Guard, and Public Works, rescue some people, Pianua and Reed's Island, there's this bridge in Pianua above this area of Reed's Island that literally, if you go tomorrow, for example, when the water settles down more, the water is in a gulch. You're standing on the bridge, if you can imagine that, looking down, and the water is at least 25 to 35 feet below you. so much water came through that gorge, it overtopped that bridge that you're standing on and overtopped the railing of that bridge. So, you know, you're talking about water that increased in volume and height at least 30 feet, and that's what destroyed, caused heavy damage on some homes in the Pionua area and eventually down to the Rizal Island area.
And as far as the assessment from FEMA, will they lump together the losses on Maui with the Big Island?
Yeah, and that's a good thing about this. The law or the policies allow them to do that.
And is there anything more that we can do just as far as planning? Because certainly nobody expected the record amount of rainfall that you folks saw. I saw they moved it up to the second in the nation.
Yeah, the word, you know, usually I'm sure people have heard one in a 100-year flood, a 50-year flood, and generally you plan for one in a 100-year type flood, and I don't know how far back this goes, but, you know, it really doesn't matter. This was a phenomenal occurrence of amount of water coming down in a limited time. The damage it caused was extensive, but I will say this, and openly, the reason we did not have, I mean, massive type of damage is because of the Corps of Engineers planning on flood canals and different things that they did in the past 20, 30 years that, you know, mitigated some of the potential threats.
So the things that work right.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I'm sure at the time the people were saying, what are you doing that for? But, throughout the night and week, was I glad we had some of these projects. So for example, I'll give a simple one for those that know Hilo. A lot of people that visit Hilo look at the very big open space and where the soccer fields are. And, you know, they wonder about it because that was a downtown Hilo area. That was a Corps of Engineers planning with others in regards to that will be a runoff area. So it was planned for that. And that's where you're going to see today big boulders and trees, stumps of trees 20, 30 feet long and, you know, 3-4 feet in diameter, et cetera. And imagine that was where the town was at one time. And we would have had total destruction today.
That was Mayor Harry Kim from Hilo talking about efforts underway to help his weather-weary community recover.